Ladies and gentlemen, hey, it's Jesse from the original Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Granny Shifting, the Fast and Furious podcast.
I feel like I struggle to pick one distinct thing, but I enjoy having the warm weather and being able to lay out in the sun or go to the pool or the beach and the kids playing. Like vacation, right? And relaxing and then not having to worry about stuff and just doing whatever you feel like. Like the food was good. You could eat whenever you felt like it. You could go to the pool. You could go to the, you know, do whatever you felt like. You could sleep in. You could order any drink you wanted. I drink a lot of pina coladas, actually.
Oh, I love pina coladas.
I know. I never used to order them that often.
Oh, they're so good.
And I was like, this is such a great beach drink.
Right.
A little it's coconut. Cold. Yeah. It's cold.
It's very delicious. Refreshing.
It's like a milkshake, but no milk.
Like a slushy.
I got a mudslide, and I was like, this is not that good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. It was like... Like, they blend ice for it, but it felt like it should be, like, blended frozen milk. Like, it should have been more like a milkshake.
Yeah.
It wanted to be a milkshake, but it was made with water instead of milk.
I feel like everything in Mexico, or, like, where it's hot, like, milk is just a bad choice. Like, they can't do milk. You're not going to sit on the beach and drink milk, right?
Yeah.
Like, a milkshake on the beach.
I didn't get any White Russians.
Yeah.
Even at breakfast... the kids got cereal, of course, right? An all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, and they order cereal.
Yeah.
And I think it was Finn was like, this milk tastes funny. Yeah. Cows are different down here.
Yeah. Do you think that they use... I wouldn't know if they would just be like, okay, and this big... Like, we have to feed thousands of people every morning. Thousands? Hundreds of people every morning?
Yeah, hundreds. At the
hundreds
resort.
Of people every morning. It's just like, okay, what's the best way to have milk ready? Okay, we'll get a bunch of dry milk and we'll just add, you know,
no,
is it that kind of thing?
Or no. It's just like, okay. It's real milk, but like their butter tastes different. It's because their cows are on a completely different diet.
Right.
So I remember Snack Man had goats growing up and they'd milk their goats and have goat milk because I'd hang out with them a bunch. And the one time in the fall, they raked all their leaves and threw them into the goat pen, and the goats went to town eating all these leaves that fell off the trees, and the milk tasted terrible.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, because it changed the flavor so much.
Instead of eating grass, they're eating leaves.
Yeah, so the things that animals are eating do affect the flavor of the milk. And I feel like I've heard that even with humans. Where, like, a mom will eat something and the babies don't want to breastfeed.
Right. Especially, like, spicy things. I feel like that's the most common thing.
Yeah. Garlic and...
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of...
Yeah.
Jalapenos. I don't know. But, yeah. Maybe human milk would taste like cow milk if we ate grass. We should try it.
Oh, listener, I didn't even see you there. Thanks for joining. This is the Granny Shifting Podcast. Oh.
We didn't introduce it yet?
No.
Did we really not?
This is me.
We're on minute 86?
86. Minute 86 of Fast and Furious.
And I'm Jason.
And I'm Ryan.
So, Dom and Brian are standing on top of the hill. Giselle just left them, and they're overlooking the Mexican town. And you were right. It was a Mexican town, and it was real.
Yeah.
Because you said, if it's real, there'll be a big Catholic church.
Yeah.
And we looked at the picture of the town, we're like, oh, right there looks like a Catholic church, and that'll show up later this minute.
Yeah.
So the kids are, the scene changes, and there's some kids playing soccer on the road, and we know they love, I mean, football on the road.
Football, yeah.
So, all right, I gotta tell you a little something for my Mexico trip.
Okay.
Two things. First, Gage is getting face paint at the kids club. The kids are all getting face paint because it was the activity they were doing. And I'm watching them draw a big white circle around Gage's face. And they're starting to fill it in. And then he, like, looks in the mirror or something. And then he, like, talks to them. And then they wipe it off. So they're working really hard to wipe all this white face paint back off his face. And we're like, what is going on? Because we're waiting for the face paint to get done so we can take him back to the room and get ready for dinner. And then they get all the white face paint off. And they take brown and they draw a, like... football shaped shape on his face. And I'm like, oh my word. He asked for a football and they started drawing a soccer ball on his face because it's Mexico.
Right.
Which I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
The other thing was the one day.
But he was kids like, club, he's like, no, that's not what I want. Like,
right. He's like, no, that's not a football.
One of my kids, they would have just like let them do the whole thing and be like, it's not what I wanted, but okay. I'm too scared.
Disappointed about it.
Yeah. The rest of the day. I'm too scared to ask for something different.
Yeah. So another day we're at the kids club and there was like a inflatable rubber colorful ball. And me and Gage and Finn were just kicking it around and made a little fake game of soccer where it was like me versus them. If I could kick it onto the wall, I get a point. If they kick it onto the wall behind me, and this little like, he might have been 7 or 8 kid comes up and he doesn't speak any English. Spanish kid, Mexican, probably. I mean, we're in Mexico. And he wants to play. So we're like, yeah, sure. And he could figure out what we were doing.
Right.
And this kid starts playing with us and he was like so good at soccer. It was ridiculous. Like he would kick the ball so hard. I'd be like
scared.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Cause he would boot it. And you could just tell like he had all this like footwork where he could like trap the ball and pass it behind his leg and use his other leg. And I'm like, oh my word. Like the kid was literally better than me.
Yeah.
Like I was obviously stronger and faster.
Right.
But his like technique was so much better than me. I just thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I do feel, I mean, in pretty much every other country, like football or soccer is like the sport. I remember even when we were in Honduras, them just always having a soccer ball in the little like area that we were at and just playing on the concrete, just like always playing.
Me and you rode mules up the side of a mountain to a remote village that they told us had never seen white people before.
Right, yeah.
And on the side of this mountain, I mean, the people there looked like they were 60 or 70, some of them. And they told us they were like in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
And they were like 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
On the side of this mountain, they had a football field flattened out and had a soccer field.
Yeah.
Their football.
Yeah.
But yeah, they made a soccer field on the side of the mountain just to play soccer.
Like all this open space they dedicated to soccer and they're living like
and this was like
it.
A poor remote
right
village in the mountains. So we were taking like kits of soap and toothbrushes.
Yeah. Like what should we do with this big open area? Should we build our houses there?
I think
no,
they made
we'll
it.
Make it a soccer.
They must have leveled it somewhat. You don't
you
just have
so?
A flat soccer field. On the side of a mountain.
Maybe that's where like they chose to make their village. We need a space big enough to play soccer.
Well, where can we put the soccer field?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
crazy, right?
Part of the culture for sure.
Yeah.
And they'll just play it wherever. And I think, I mean, that is like if you got a pretty confined space, you're not going to like basketball is hard. You need a hoop for basketball. Soccer ball, you literally just need the ball.
Yeah, and you can play it anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Concrete, grass, cornfields,
Okay, so the kids make way for this caravan.
Yeah, some vehicles come down the street and they move. So
I can't even tell what this first vehicle is.
I was trying to figure it out. Like the first vehicle, it looks like a Humvee of some sort,
but it's not. Is it big?
It's very boxy and wide. Definitely like an off-road. Military style. I mean, it's not military. It's gloss black, but it has like military vehicle vibes.
Right.
Very squarish, but it's new.
And everyone's watching these cars drive by. Like it's like a strange thing to watch these cars drive by.
Yeah. And I think it's funny. They're acting like they're going down this like Mexican town, but I also feel like they told the people in this Mexican town, like, hang stuff up to make it look like a Mexican town. Because it's literally, the whole front of this building is piñatas hanging up.
That's the party city.
And they're like, in a legit Mexican town, not like a tourist town. You think they just have like piñatas hanging everywhere along the street? Maybe.
Well, they are piñatas. I mean, that is a Spanish, Hispanic, Mexican. I don't know what.
I just don't know about the whole front
of the
street.
What is that vehicle, though?
Yeah, if you know what this vehicle is, let us know. Very interesting. Cool looking vehicle.
Like, I want to say like a Bronco, but it's not.
And what are these now behind it? Are these like super clean?
Those are like Suburbans.
Old school Suburbans.
Yeah.
but they're like real clean off-road. Some guy built, like, restored a Suburban, made this like off-road desert Suburban, and then they're like, can we use it in the movie? He's like, yes.
You need to make a second one though.
We
need
two wheels, dash bars, got the extra tire up on the root big roof rack with your big what do they call those lights? They're not like fog lights, they're like off-road
KC lights,
spotlights that are on your roof. Yeah, cool looking vehicles.
But it is funny that they end up at the church.
Yes.
Because, like, if you watch any movie that's, like, I don't want to say Spanish, but, like, any movie that's got, like, Hispanic or Latinx influence, there's, like, a church in the movie. Like, a church is a part of the movie.
Okay.
So, like, the church
part
is,
of
like,
the culture.
Yeah, but this is obviously run down. I mean, we see in the inside of it.
But this is also the exact building that we picked out when we saw this horizon view of this entire town. You could see this one larger white building with two towers sticking out of the corners of it.
Yeah.
And this is, that's the one we're like, oh, that's the church.
Right.
And this is where this caravan goes.
All this construction stuff out front.
Oh, that's all of Mexico, man. They are just always building and fixing stuff.
Yeah. But you see, okay, so
there's no emblems on that.
Yeah. What is that
thing? That thing is crazy.
Big roof scoop.
Roof
scoop. Bump. Hood scoop.
No, there's no scoop. What do you call that? Cow.
Cow.
Hood cow.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so wild. We get Braga hops out. Is this Phoenix over here?
No.
No, it's not Phoenix.
But yeah, so this is Braga's caravan. And he was in that cool looking gloss black Humvee looking thing. Like,
do people in the town know that's Braga's vehicle? And so that's why they're all staring? Or they're staring because it's a vehicle?
Right.
Yeah.
And the fancy. He's got his fancy sunglasses on, his like snake skin print shirt, and they go into the Catholic church, which is, you're right, it's under construction.
Yeah.
They're building it. There's like scaffolding set up in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, when they built these things, they put so much design into them that they're like impossible to upkeep. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like so much work into like all the detailing of the concrete work, and it blows my mind. I have no idea how they build this stuff.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And this is just like a small Mexican town.
I mean, there's 8 pews that each one probably holds 4 people.
Yeah.
In a huge room.
Yeah.
I mean, this is some construction, but it looks like they could still set up for church. And a table up front with a priest behind it. Yeah, which is kind of funny.
Some kneeling benches here.
Yeah. He's just hanging out at the priest
table,
reading
the Bible. That's just what priests do.
The big gold cross.
Yeah.
And he says, welcome to the house of the Lord, Señor Braga. That's where the minute ends.
That's the last thing. So he's carrying a duffel bag in. You think he's like doing a deal with the priest, or is the priest in on some illegal action here, or what's going on?
Maybe if he gives him the money, he can fix up his church. And in turn, he lets him use the back facilities to do all the
store drugs.
I feel like there's a lot of movies where the back of the church is used for illegal activities.
Yeah.
It's a good cover.
Yeah. People don't expect that.
No, they'd never expect that.
But yeah, that's where the minute ends. I don't know. I honestly can't remember anything that's happening now. So
what are these little display things with all these red things sticking out of it?
Or candles. So you go and you say a prayer and light a candle. Oh. And your prayer goes to Mary, who takes it to God for you.
I don't want to laugh. Is that true?
I don't know. Something like that. I'm not very familiar with the Catholic Church, but I remember learning at some point or hearing at some point that like they don't pray directly to God. They pray to the saints, and the saints are the ones that carry the messages to God.
Okay.
Because they believe that God is like, they shouldn't have communication with God, if I remember correctly. Like them as regular people, maybe a priest can, I'm not sure. But like, that's why the saints are so important, because those are the ones that carry their messages to God.
So, yeah, I went to a Catholic church one time with my friend John. Remember him? John Q?
Oh, yeah.
And it was so strange. Like, not so, I'm familiar with going to church, but nothing like this.
Right.
Like, you'd be sitting there, and a lot of it's in a different language. And then at certain times, the whole congregation would like stand up all at once. You're like, oh. And then everybody would like recite something back.
Right.
And
very like, liturgical.
Things going they call back that? And forth. And I'm like, I don't know any of this.
Yeah.
And then they did communion where I'm like, well, I can take communion. At least at my church, I'm invited to.
Right.
And I went up and I don't remember if they told me I couldn't take it then or something because I'm not a member there. Something very awkward and strange happened.
Well, a lot of times they like, not a lot of times, I don't know. They like have like the tub or the chest or the basket of wafers and you like take it and you like dip it in the cup. Is that how it was there?
So they had, I don't remember the wafers. I just remember they had one goblet and everybody drank out of it.
Oh, okay. Sometimes
you go up and take turns taking sips.
Okay. Sometimes people like they dip it in and then eat it. And the priest says something.
But it was, I just remember it feeling very awkward and like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Would they talk in Latin? I mean, like the Pope, right? That's what he speaks, Latin.
Maybe.
Like,
I don't know. Maybe we're better suited talking about history than Catholicism.
Yeah. I don't know too much about it. But I know people, when they're praying for something specifically, they do light a candle.
Okay. Interesting.
And like, they're like, what are you lighting the candle for? It's for this specific prayer request or this specific person that they're praying for. So I don't know about that, taking the message to a saint, the message being sent to God. But that's what I remember from grade school. So.
Yep.
Catholic. That was a long time ago.
Crable Catholic.
We school. Busing to the private school that I went to, because there wasn't any busing from my house to the school. A lot of times the busing picked up a couple different schools on the way there. And the one school that we picked up was Our Lady of Angels.
Are you making that up?
No, that's real. They're in Columbia.
Our Lady of Angels.
Yeah. Yep. What? And so we would like talk to the people, the kids who went to that school. And I remember learning some stuff from them more than I learned from actual school about other religions.
Right.
Or
right.
more that I remember. Anyways.
It might have just been telling yourself to. Like, I'll tell them, like, when we pray to Mary and we light a candle.
All right. Let's find out. Let's find out. Why do Catholics light a candle
when they pray?
I'll just say light a candle.
Okay. Here we go.
We light candles before a statue or sacred image of our Lord or a saint. The light signifies our prayer, which is offered in faith, entering the light of God. That's all it says. So why do they light for somebody? Catholics often light candles for an individual. This may be for a soul of a deceased loved one or someone who is sick. Prayers are said for those in need of divine intervention or divine blessing.
Well, if you're Catholic.
Oh, the term votive comes from the Latin word votum. They're votive candles. Like you like votive. Buy those, like votives are like those little small white candles that you see in like.
Tea candles?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw another one here that says, why do Catholics pray to Mary?
Oh, yeah, we want to know that.
Prayer to Mary is memory of the great mystery. Oh, that doesn't answer my question. Why do Catholics believe in Mary and not Jesus? Mary is truly Mother of God, since she is a mother of the eternal Son of God. Okay. Mary did not. What are they? This doesn't really say.
Ryan's going down a rabbit hole now.
Yeah, this is just like.
You know what? Why don't you research this? This will be your assignment for the week. And when we come back on World Religions 101 with the Granny Shift podcast, we will let you guys go. Yeah.
Or if you are Catholic, feel free to
reach out.
Message us on social media.
Yeah, we'll call you on our next podcast. We will. Message us and we'll get a hold of you. And we can ask you some questions. We want to talk to you.
Interested. If you're Catholic. Catholicism.
Yeah. We're not trying to make fun. We're trying to
be more genuine informed. Interest. And that is minute 86 of Fast and Furious. The rabbit holes we go down are pretty incredible.
Yeah, but that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's thanks a new
for,
one.
Thanks for listening. I'm Ryan.
600,000 episodes and we haven't talked about Catholicism yet. So.
Not in depth.
More episodes than Joe Rogan and we've talked less Catholicism than Joe Rogan. We don't have more
episodes than Joe Rogan.
Not yet, but we will. All right. Thanks for listening. I'm Jason.
And I'm Ryan.
And always remember,
winning is winning.